Welcome to Game Day, the weekly devotion for sports people by Christians in Sport.
Think about the last moments before you compete in your sport. The quick slurp of energy gel, intensely running on the spot to spike your heart rate, or sitting still to get your head in the moment. Emotions are heightened and your body is psychologically and physiologically preparing to perform. It's a time when a coach's words can change the game. A subtle technical cue to take with you into the pool. A reminder to see the game a certain way, to maintain the right shape on the pitch. When a coach knows you and your task well, they know exactly the direction to give in these vital moments. In Matthew 28, we get to be the fly on the wall as Jesus gives his final instructions to his starting 11, the disciples. But it's not just an instruction for the coming 90 minutes. Christians ever since this moment are called to carry out this command. So what is the play? All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age. Matthew 28, 18-20. Keep it simple. Jesus gives a clear and simple command. People need to hear about me, so go out into the world and tell them. It's not passive, and it's given to Christians today just as much as to the disciples. We're called not only to go and share the good news of Jesus, but to make disciples of Jesus. Not just friends, not just converts, but followers of Jesus who trust him for forgiveness of sins and are committed to obeying him. Take it to the world. Jesus encourages us to make disciples of all nations from every corner of the globe. Nations here means people groups and cultures. In other words, Jesus calls us to make disciples of all people groups. And sports people is among the largest of these in the world. Sport has never been more popular than it is today. Yet few sports people follow Jesus. As Christians in the world of sport, Jesus is calling us to play our part in making lifelong followers of Jesus today, in our changing rooms, pitches, tracks, and courts. Finally, you're never alone. It's an exciting but daunting task Jesus has given to us. Do you find sharing your faith challenging or nerve-wracking at times? However, Jesus is not like a coach confined to the technical area during the game. Jesus has all authority in heaven and on earth. Remember, at this point, he's just risen from the dead. His words aren't merely exaggeration or hype. He really does have all authority in heaven and on earth. Jesus finishes by reminding us of his presence with us. Surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age. Not only is he in charge, but he's by our side, also providing concrete reassurance wherever we are, whatever we're doing. As we start a conversation about Jesus with a teammate, or invite our training squad to an event where they hear a talk about the Christian faith, we can do so with the comforting knowledge that Jesus is with us. So let's go. For every Christian, the challenge of Jesus' final words is clear. Go and make disciples everywhere, being confident that Jesus is in charge and is with you. For sports people, the call is specific. Go and make disciples from the people group of sport. Will you be one of those who will go and seek to make disciples in the world of sport? Will you respond to Jesus' challenge and look to make him known in your sports club or team? In the next few weeks, we'll focus on taking the good news of Jesus to the world of sport. What greater motivation and understanding of the power that equips and enables us for this task could there be than Jesus' last words in Matthew 28. Now let's pray for ourselves. Dear Lord, thank you that you saved me and called me to make disciples of sports people. Thank you that you have all authority and promise to stay with me as I share this good news. Please give me strength and perseverance to share the gospel with my sports friends today and in the days to come. Amen. Finally, pray for your friends. Take a few minutes to pray for those in your sports club or team. Pray that God will open a door for his message this game day.
Thanks for listening to Game Day. If you don't currently get Game Day in your inbox each week, you can sign up at christiansinsport.org.uk/gameday. Do check out the Christians in Sport podcast on all platforms for interviews, stories, and discussions about being a Christian in the world of sport. And do connect with us or get in touch on our website to find out more about how we work with and support sports people and help speak of Jesus into the world of sport. See you next week.